好像我们在唱 这首诗歌的时候没有充满了喜乐。
Says here, oh, the sunshine, blessed sunshine, as the happy, peaceful, happy moments roll.
好，想想我们魂中的阳光应该是非常有福乐的。
I don't blame you, brothers and sisters.
我不责备你们。
When we read the newspaper, when we look at the internet,
我们看所有的这些报纸和网上的新闻的时候。
The riot in Mississippi.
在密西西比的那个动乱。
The killing in Iraq.
在伊拉克的所有的残杀。
The war in Israel.
和伊拉克的战争。
The earthquake in China.
以色列的战争和中国的地震。
To say joy, I will say it's really unrealistic, right?
让我告诉你，如果说我们现在喜乐，可能是真的不太现实。
As a normal being, we just sigh.
作为我们普通来说，我们只有叹气。
But you know, as Christians, it's a big difference.
但是作为基督徒，我们却有很极大的不同。
In the midst of all kinds of things that happen that disrupt our joy,
在这些所有的动荡和不安当中，这些事情会夺取我们的喜乐。
We can say there is sunshine in my soul.
但是在我们的魂间却有阳光。
But the secret here.
因为这里有一个秘密。
That when Jesus shows his smiling face,
是当耶稣向我们展现他的笑脸。
There is sunshine in my soul.
在我们的魂间有阳光。
So how about brothers and sisters, just sing the chorus once again.
弟兄姊妹们，我们再唱副歌。
Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, as the peaceful, happy moments roll.When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. Once again. Oh, the sunshine, blessed sunshine, as the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul.You know, these 2 days I was singing this hymn.
这两天我一直在默想这支，一直在唱这首诗。
And my son said, "Dad, you look so happy today."
所以我的儿子就说，爸爸，你今天看起来真的很开心。
Yes, when Jesus shows his smiling face.
是的，当耶稣把他的笑脸向我们展开的时候。
There is sunshine in my soul.
在我们的魂间就有阳光。
And not because there is no more trouble in this world.
不是在这个世界上没有苦难。
Not because there is no more bad news.
不是说在我们中间没有坏的消息。
It continues on before the Lord's coming back.
这 一直会这样发生，一直到主再来的时候。
But the trademark of a Christian.
但是作为基督徒的表证。
There is joy in my heart in the midst of all suffering.
就是在这所有的苦难当中，我们会有喜乐。
Because this is who we are.
这就是我们就是这样的一群人。
That's why we need to continue to open our hearts.
所以我们一定要展开我们的心。
Let Jesus' shining face, smiling face shine on our hearts.
耶稣基督的笑脸一直在魂间，使我们有阳光。
Then we can say.When Jesus showed his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul.
好像我们可以说，当我们看到耶稣基督的笑脸的时候，我们的心里真的有阳光。
Before I get too excited, let's turn our Bible to the book of James.
让我不要让我太激动了，我们现在来翻到雅各书。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Verse 22 to 25.
雅各书第一章第二十二节到二十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 22 to 25.
第一章二十二节到二十五节。
I'll read to you first in English. Our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹和会众之后用中文一起读。
But ye be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his...and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh to the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
雅各书第一章二十二到二十五节，会众一起读。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己表面面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此， 这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Another verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18。
下面一章圣经是在哥林多后书第三章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18。
哥林多第三章十八节。
But we with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord,are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
哥林多后书第三章十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的荣形，荣像加荣，同主的灵变成的。
Amen. Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们有些简短的祷告。
Lord, this morning we just pray that your smiling face shine upon our hearts.
主耶稣，我们早间祷告，你的笑脸能够在我们的心间。
May you, your revelations speak in our hearts.
求你启示在我们的心里。
Oh, that we might see what is the hope of our calling.
好叫我们知道我们的恩召是何等的有指望。
Lord, we open our hearts to you.
主耶稣，我们打开我们的心灵。
Speak, Lord, for you won't listen.
请你说话，仆人警听。
Amen.
Amen.
I was here, I was talking about a spiritual warfare.
上一次我在这里的时候，与会众交通道属灵的征战。
And in that spiritual warfare, we should not forget four important principles.
在属灵的征战当中，我们不应该忘记四点最主要的地方。
The first thing, we should not forget who our enemy is.
第一点，我们不能忘记的是我们的仇敌是谁。
Number two, we should not forget that complete armor God has given to us.
第二点，我们不能忘记神所赐给我们的全副军装。
I want to emphasize the fact that one of the armor that we need to emphasize is the girdle of truth.
我特别要讲的就是，这个全副军装的第一点就是真理的
腰带。
真理的腰带。
We need to put on the girdle of truth.
我们要把真理的腰带束紧。
Not only we need to speak of the truth, we need to live out the truth.
我们不应该讲出真理，而且要活出真理。
I was sharing with some of the high schoolers last Friday.
上周五的时候，高中生有一些交通。
And a lot of them was that they are afraid to let people know that they are a Christian.
有一些交通中就谈到，他们有许多人害怕与别人交通的时候，发现他们是基督徒。
Because they are afraid that they might be looked down upon.
因为他们担心人们会小瞧他们。
Or they might be belittled by their classmates.
或者被他们同学所轻视。
Today, as Christian,
今天我们作为基督徒。
Before we get into something,
当我们开始一件事情之前。
We need to let people know that who we are.
我们一定要让人们知道我们是谁。
This is our standing.
这就是我们的地位。
When we let people show who we are and what is our standing.
我们要让人们知道我们是谁，我们的地位是什么。
Then we set the stand.
让我们就站稳了我们的立场。
We set the principle.
我们就有了我们的原则。
On the one hand, we need to let people know who we are.
一方面，我们让人们知道我们是谁。
And by letting people know who we are, we had a preservation.
让人们知道我们是谁的时候，就能够保全我们。
And that make people know that we are the children of God.
让人们知道我们是儿女。
That our living are different from other people.
好叫他们知道我们的形式是与众不同的。
And on the other hand, we need to live out the truth that we profess.
第二点，我们要跟我们所宣告的道，我们所行出来。
Brothers and sisters, we need the objective fact of the truth and the subjective experience of the truth.
我们必须有真理的知识，并且能够把这个真理活出来。
And secondly, we need also the so-called the breastplate of righteousness.
第二点，我们要说到我们的的胸牌。
In other words, we need a holy and righteous living before the Lord.
换一点就是说，我们必须在神活公义的活在神的面前。
Every sin will be a crack in this armor.
每一个罪都是像这个在这个胸牌上的一个破口。
In other words, we need to deal with our sins every day.
换一句话说，我们每天要与我们的罪来征战。
That we will be free from the accusation of the enemy.
好叫我们不被仇敌所控告。
You know, the enemy is a liar.
你们知道仇敌就是谎言说谎的人。
He is also the accuser of the brethren who accuses us children before God day and night.
他总是日夜夜面前来指责神的儿女。
Today we got people with our daily living.
今天我们要对我们日常生活中特别谨慎。
Thirdly, we need also the shield of the gospel of peace.
第三点，我们必须有福音的和平的鞋。
In other words, our relationship between God and man should always be in peace.
这样我们在神和与人之间的救恩中我们永远有和平。
Today we have peace, not because we have money, not because we have power, not because we have position.
今天有和平不是因为我们有金钱我们有地位或者我们有权利。
Today we have peace because we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为什么有平安是因为我们急着我们的主耶稣得到我们的平安。
And we should not let this peace slip out of us.
我们不能让这个平安从我们之间偷偷的溜走。
And fourth, we also need the shield of faith.
第四点，我们必须要有我们的信德。
Today we need the shield of faith to what? To take out the fiery darts of the enemy.
有这样的话，我们就可以把黑暗的恶者来消除。
Today, in other words, we need to live by faith.
我们今天要因信而生。
You know, the enemy will always try to use all kinds of to put a doubt in our mind.
仇敌总是以各这样的方法来把这个不信放在我们的里面。
Sometimes situation happen and we say, Lord, do you really love me?
有的时候情况发生的时候，我们就问主啊，你真的爱我吗？
Well, how come this such and such a thing happened to me?
为什么这样的事情会临到我？
Today we need to live by faith.
今天我们要因信而生。
We know all things work together for good for God for Him to.To them who love God.
我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Today, not only we need the shield of faith, we also need the helmet of salvation.
我们不仅需要这个信德的藤牌，而且需要救恩的头盔。
Today, the world is such an insane condition.
今天这个世界真是处于绝对混乱的状况。
We need the mind of Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督的心思和意念。
To put our mind in the correct direction.
好，只要我们的思想行为都在耶稣基督的方向里。
Thirdly, we need also to know what is our standing.
下一点就是我们知道我们的地位是什么。
Our standing, we proclaim victory because Christ has won the victory for us.
我们的地位是我们是得胜者，因为基督已经为我们胜。
Not because we are more ability.
不是我们更有能力。
We can outfight the enemy.
不是我们能够打败仇敌。
But because he already won the victory for us.
而是因为他已经为我们得胜。
And we should not forget the one weapon which we use against the enemy.
我们应该记住一个重要的武器，就是我们可以来击败仇敌。
Which is the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
就是神的道，就是圣灵的宝剑。
Then the third one, we need also the provision of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们还要需要圣灵的供给。
In other words, we put all these things into the right direction.
这样的话，在圣灵的带领下，我们可以把这些所有需要的一切放在正当的位置上。
And to put it into practice or experience, we need to always what? Pray always in the Spirit.
好，叫我们可以正确的使用，并且随处祷告。
In other words, we put all these spiritual principles into reality.
这样的话，我们就把我们所知道的一切知识付诸于行动的时候。
Is to have a proper relationship with God.
这样我们就可以与神有正常
关系。So we encourage brothers and sisters to continue on to pray unceasingly.
所以我奉劝弟兄姊妹不住的在圣灵中祷告。
In other words, we always got to be connected to that what? Central organization.
我们这样总能和我们的总部有联系。
In order we always in contact with our commander in chief.
我们总会有我们的总指挥有联系。
Yes, our ship sometimes go through storms.
是的，我们的生活会经常会有风暴。
But we need to know who is the master of the sea.
但是我们要知道这个风暴海洋的中心是主人是谁。
He is the one who leading us to our destiny.
他是将要把我们带及我们终极目标的那一位。
Lastly, we need also to know who our allies are.
最后一点，我们要知道我们的盟军是谁。
Today, who are our allies? Our brothers and sisters.
我们的盟军就是我们的弟兄姊妹。
Today we fight not the battle alone.
我们不是单独的自己的孤军奋战。
We fight as a corporate entity.
我们是以团体来奋战，是一个实体。
We fight as the body of Christ.
我们是作为基督耶稣基督的身体来征战。
In other words, we support one another.
换一句话说，我们彼此扶持。
When a brother is
当一个弟兄软弱的时候
，we support him.
我们是来支持他，扶持他。
As I tell you and I say again.
当我正如我说的，我还要再说。
I need all of you.
我需要你们全部。
I will even say I need you more than you need me.
我需要说的是，我需要你更多，比你需要我更多。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Today I want to share on another aspect concerning the Word of God.
今天我要想要交通的就是神的道，神的话语。
The Word of God has a lot of emblem in the Bible.
在圣经的里面，神的对于神的神的话语有许多的描述。
There is a lot of emblem or symbols.
或者有许多的表象表示
，like Jeremiah, they symbolizes the word of God as a hammer.
就像耶利米书当中说到神的话就像大锤。
Moses symbolizes the word of God as the bread that fills our hunger.
摩西说神的话语就是粮食来来充满我们的肚。
King David said the word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
大卫王说神的话就是我脚路上的光。
In the book of Ephesians, it says the word is a two-edged sword.
在书中 说的话是两刃的剑。
The Lord Jesus said the word of God is like a seed that is planted in our heart.
主耶稣说神的道就像 一粒种子在我们的心中种植下来。
But in the book of James, he said the word of God is like a mirror.
但在雅各书当中说神的话语就像一面镜子。
But why we need the word of God as a mirror?
为什么说神的话是一个镜子呢
？Because the word of God reflects who we are.
因为神的话语就能够照出我们到底是什么样的人。
That's why you know sometimes the mirror is very brutal.
所以这个镜子起着至关重要的地位。
You know, a photographer once said.
有一个摄影师曾经说过。
He is complaining to his co photographer that I can really see who my real person is.
所以有人就抱怨这个摄影师说我真的看不到这个真正的人是谁。
And one of his co-photographers said, just stand at the mirror and you will see who you are.
所以这个摄影师就说你站在镜子面前你就可以看见你是谁。
You know, a lot of times, we as a person,
有许多的时候我们作为一个人
to see who you really are,
你想知道你是什么样子
吗 Especially in the morning, you stand at the mirror.
特别是早晨你站在镜子前的时候。
You know, there is a motto by photographers.
这有一个就是摄影师的箴言。
You say, if there is beauty, we take it.
如果是有美丽的话我们就把它汲取。
If there is none, we make it.
如果没有美丽的话我们可以制造。
So if you want to see yourself, don't look at the photo.
如果你要看你自己的话千万不要看照片。
Because the photographer will always use some, you know, modification to make you look better.、Right?
因为摄影师总是要各种的途径让你看起来更漂亮一些。
I believe the sisters know more than this.
我知道姊妹们知道这些更多。
Especially when you look at your face in the mirror in the morning.
特别是你早晨起来照镜子的时候。
If you feel so pale in your lips, you put some chapsticks.
你觉得你自己有点太苍白了，所以你就放一点口红。
Is there some wrinkle you put on mascara, right?
如果你看到你有这样的这个皱纹的时候，你还可以涂一点脂粉。
If there's a problem with your hair, you try a hairdresser.
如果你的头发太乱了，你可以去找发型师。
So you can look much better.
你这样看起来更美丽。
You know, one time in at home, I saw that our bathroom sink has a lot of brown spots.
有一次我看到我们家的那个洗手池里面有许多污点。
And I said, what happened? I said, our water is so clear. How come there are brown spots on it?
有一次我就说，为什么我们家的这个水这么清洁？为什么有这么多污点？
Finally, I discovered my son has a lot of pimples.
我就发现我的儿子有许多青春痘。
And my wife thought, say that you should put some tea water on your face.
所以我的妻子就告诉他，你可以放一些茶水用来洗脸。
By doing so, you take away the pimples.
这样用这茶水就可以把你的青春痘去洗掉。
You see, we need to do something when we see our face in the mirror.
所以我们看到我们自己在镜子中的形象的时候，我们就要采取行动。
Because the mirror really reflects who we are.
因为镜子就告诉我们我们长得是什么样。
Today, brothers and sisters, when we read the Word of God.
今天弟兄姊妹们，当我们读神的话语的时
候，The word of God is like a mirror.
神的话语就像镜子。
You know, in the book of James, there are two kinds of person.
在雅各书中就有两种人。
There are two kinds of person who look at the mirror.
有两种人来照镜子。
The first one, he look at the mirror.
第一种人他看自己，对着镜子看。
After he look at the mirror, he goeth his way and forget what manner of man he was.
他对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
In other words, when he look at the word of God,
换句话说，他读主的话语的时候，
he just take a casual glance.
他只是随便的看一看。
Brothers and sisters, are we in that kind of condition?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是处在这样的光景吗？
A lot of times we are.
许多时候我们真是这样的。
A lot of times I'm also included.
我也是其中的一名。
You know, when we ask brothers and sisters, do you read your Bible?
我问弟兄姊妹，你每日读经吗？
Everybody says yes, I read my Bible.
每个人都说我读经。
This morning I will ask who read your Bible.
今天早上我问你，请你举起手，如果你读你的圣经。
I don't want to embarrass people, okay?
But do you read the Bible?
A lot of people read their Bible.
有许多人在读经。
But afterwards, I will ask, what did he?
当我他读完了以后，我问他你读到什么了呢？
Well, I have already. Let me turn my Bible again.
Okay,
right?
我已经忘记了，让我再翻回我的圣经。
This is exactly who we are.
这个就是我确切的说明我们的光景。
Sometimes we read our Bible for conscience sake.
有时候我们读我们的圣经，只是我们的里面的感觉要读。
为着安良心，
按着良心要读。
Because we are afraid maybe Brother Jin Fu or Brother Jen will ask us, "Do you read your Bible?"
就比如说副弟兄或者哪个弟兄问你说，你有没有读圣经？
You know, it's embarrassing to say no.
这样你要说没读的话，就觉得很不好意思。
But at least we can say yes. But if I remember what I read, I'm sorry.
但是至少你读了，但是不记得，你可以说对不起，我没记得。
Brother and sister, a lot of Christians are just like that.
弟兄姊妹们，好多基督徒都是这样。
We always take only a casual glance in the Word of God.
我们只是随便看一下主的话语。
But there is a second kind of person.
还有另外一种人。
When he look at the Word of God.
当他看主的话语的时候。
He not only take a casual glance.
他不仅光是看了。
Not only instantly, he try to scrutinize.
真是不仅就看了一下，而且是详细的查看。
You know, when we try to scrutinize,
当我们要详细查看、仔细看的时候，
try to meditate.
我们就是想要去深思来冥想主的话语。
You know, King David said,
当大卫王说，
Thy word have I kept in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
我把你的话存留在我的心里，好叫我不犯罪得罪你。
How did King David kept the word of God in his heart?
那大卫王是怎么样把神的话语放在他的心里呢？
So King David said, I meditate thy word day and night.
大卫王就说，我日夜昼夜思想你的话语。
You see, when you read the Bible,
所以当你在读圣经的时候，
we can see a lot of servants of the Lord that God had greatly used.
我们看到在圣经上有许多神的仆人都是神大大使用的。
For example, Moses.
比如说摩西。
He was greatly used by God.
他被神所大大使用。
Because he had a common characteristic.
因为他有一个这个性格。
He looked into the Word of God intently.
他是真的切实读主的话语。
When God appeared to him.
神向他显现的时候。
He just don't take just a casual glance.
他不是随便去看一下。
He just want to turn around and see what is really happening.
他而是转过头去。彻底的要明白到底发生了什么事。
Maybe let's read Exodus chapter 3.
让我们读一下出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
It says here,
在这里说到。
When the Lord was appearing to Moses in a burning bush.
说到耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
It says here,In verse 3.
在第三节当中讲到。
Oh, let's start with verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire.
第二节说到，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
And verse 3.
第三节。
And Moses said, I will now turn aside, see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt.
说我要过去看一下，这荆棘为何没有烧毁呢？
Do you see that?
你看见了吗？
After Moses saw the burning bush,
当摩西看到这个燃烧的荆棘的时候，
he didn't say, "Oh, it's a wonderful sight."
他没有说真是个大异象。
And after taking a glance, he just go away.
然后就走了。
Rather, he what? I will turn and see.
而是他说我要转过去看。
I want to see this great sight.
我要看这个大异象。
I want to know how come this bush is not being burned.
我要看这个为什么这个荆棘会燃烧。
And you know the result is in verse 4.
这个结果就是在第四节。
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see,
耶和华神见他过去要看。
God called unto him out of the midst of the bush.
就从荆棘里呼叫他说。
Today when we read the word of God,
当我们今天在读经的时候，
we should have this kind of an attitude.
我们就要有这样的态度。
Sometimes we cannot understand the word.
有的时候我们不明白荆棘。
Do we just leave it aside?
我们就这样过去了吗？
Oh, let just Brother Philip just explain it to me later.
也许就让有一个弟兄来给我解释。
No, today when we read the word of God,
今天当我们读经的时候，
to turn aside.
我们要转过来。
So what does this word really mean?
到底这个是讲的什么？
And you know when the Lord, when we turn around,
当我们转过去的时候，
the Lord starts to speak.
神就开始讲话。
In other words, when God called a person,
换句话说，当神呼召一个人的时候，
the first test comes,
第一个要做的功课就是，
is when the Lord wants to know, are you really interested in me?
神要知道你是不是对我感兴趣。
Are you interested in the word of God?
你是对神的话语有兴趣吗？
Look at the book of Revelation chapter 3.
看启示录里第三章。
When John was there in the island of Patmos.
当约翰在拔摩海岛的时候。
When the Lord spoke to him with a great voice.
当神在用大的声音向他讲话的时候。
What did John did?
约翰做了什么呢？
He said, he turned around.
他转过身去
to see the voice that spoke to him.
要看那个对他说话的声音。
When he turned around,
当他转过去的时候，
he saw the seven golden lampstands.
他看到七个金灯台。
Oh, the Chinese version is good.
这个中文翻译的非常好。
即转来。
在即转过。
就看见七个金灯台。
When I turned around, I saw the seven lampstands.
You see, brothers, we need to turn around.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要转过来。
When the Lord speak to us,
当神对我们讲话的时候，
we need to turn around.
我们需要转过来。
We say, Lord, what do you really mean?
我们要问主，主啊，你要对我说什么？
We should have a heart, Lord, speak, your servant listen.
我们的心情应该是主啊，求你说话，仆人静听。
When John turned around,
当约翰转过来的时候，
he see the seven golden lampstand.
他看到这七个金灯台。
He saw God's eternal purpose.
他看到神永远的旨意。
And not only he see God's eternal purpose.
他不仅看到神永远的旨意。
He saw the Son of Man that walked in the midst of the golden lampstand.
他看到人子走在这七个金灯台之间。
You want to see the seven golden lampstand?
弟兄姊妹们，你想看见这七个金灯台吗？
You want to see the Son of Man that walked in the midst of the golden lampstand?
你想看见人子走行走在这七个金灯台之间吗？
Well, we better turn around.
那我们就要转过来。
Yeah, the book of Nehemiah.
希玛雅。
It gives us a
尼希米书当中，
it gave us a further under what you means to turn around.
让给我们讲了更深的了解到什么叫转过来。
It gave us a detail concerning what kind of attitude we have.
特别的讲出我们的态度应该是什么。
You know, when the captives came back to Jerusalem,
当被掳归回到耶路撒冷的时候，
they are not really clear concerning the word of God.
他们对神的话语不是特别的清楚。
So Ezra, as the priest of God, turned the word of God to them.
作为神的祭司以斯拉，把神以色列民众就带到神的话语面前。
In chapter 8, we see here,
在第八章里面，我们看见。
Chapter 8, verse 3.
第八章第三节。
It says, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand.And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law.
尼希米记第八章第三节。在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的前，读这些律法书，众民侧耳而听。
Remember, sisters,
记着弟兄姊妹们。
When Ezra was reading the law of the commandments,
当以斯拉在读神的律法书的时候，
he was reading from morning till noontime.
他是从清早到晌午。
Brothers and sisters, but what will be your attitude?
弟兄姊妹们，你的态度会是什么？
Maybe you will be falling asleep already, right?
你可能已经睡着了。
But the Bible says the people are attentive.
但是圣经上说众民侧耳而听。
Number two.
第二点。
Verse 5 says, And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, and he was above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up.
第五节说到以斯拉站在众民以前，在众民面前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。
Not only they are attentive,
不仅他们侧耳而听，
they give honor to the word of God.
而且他们来表示对神的话语表示尊重。
Oh, they give respect to the word of God.
他们荣耀神的话语。
When the word of God is open,
当神被打开的时候，
they all stood up.
他们都站了起来。
Okay, six.
第六节。
And Ezra blessed the great God, and people answered, "Amen, amen," with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads.And worship the Lord with their faces to the ground.
以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿门阿门，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Not only they are attentive,
不仅他们侧耳而听。
Not only they honor God by what? By standing up,
不仅他们尊重神的话语站起来。
They bow down and worship, in other words, they humble themselves before the word of God,
而且他们低头面伏于地，这就证明他们存在神的话语面前存谦卑的态度。
And the result is,
这个结果就是
in verse 8,
在第八节。
So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading.
他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
Brothers and sisters, when we give respect to the word of God,
弟兄，当我们尊重神之道的时候，
when we humble ourselves before God,
当我们在神的话语面前谦卑之后，
the Lord will open up our understanding,
神会把他自己的启示来把话语展开，
that we will understand the word of God,
好叫来我们明白他的话语。
Today, a lot of times we cannot understand the word of God,
弟兄姊妹们，我们经常不能明白神的话语。
Not because the Lord won't give us revelation,
不是神不给我们启示。
Not because the Lord is not willing to speak to us,
不是神不愿意向我们讲话。
Not because the Lord is picky,
不是神挑剔。
Or he is being biased,
或者他偏心。
It's because our attitude has something wrong with our attitude,
而是我们的态度有问题。
Are we attentive to the word of God?
我们对神的话语注视有侧耳听了吗？
Do we respect the word of God?
我们尊重神的话语了吗？
Do we humble ourselves before the word of God?
我们谦卑在神的话语面前了吗？
You know, brothers and sisters, the Lord is not a respecter of person,
弟兄姊妹们，神真是一个配得我们尊敬的。
Rather, God is a person who rewards those who diligently seek after Him.
他不仅是配得我们尊敬的那一位，而且他是去大慈那寻求他的那一位。
When we diligently seek Him,
当我们用心来寻求神的。
He speaks to Moses.
当他对，就像他在对摩西讲话的时候。
As He speaks to John the Beloved.
他就对蒙爱的约翰讲话的时候，
God is so much willing to also to speak to us.
神一样同样真的是希望向我们心里讲话。
Today, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神今天恩待我们。
Cause us to see that there should be a change of attitude when we read the word of God.
当我们在读圣经的时候，好叫我们的态度有所改变。
Today, when we read the word of God,
今天当我们读经的时候，
with such kind of an attitude,
应该有这样的态度。
Then the Lord is like a mirror shining upon us.
就像神的话语就像一个镜子，它在我们面前被就像闪光一样。
Now we come to the third point.
让我们来到第三点。
What is the purpose of God in causing for us to look at the mirror?
神让我们看镜子的原因是什么呢？
What is his purpose?
他的目的是什么呢？
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多后书第三章。
He said, but we with open face beholding us in a glass, the glory of.
好叫我们众人记着点得以看见主的。
Are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
从镜子里反照就变成主的形象。
The first purpose in God to shine upon us.
第一点，神的荣光向我们显现。
Firstly is what? To show who we are by nature.
当光展现给我们面前的时候，就使我们知道我们的在我们里面真正的是谁。
A lot of high schooler is here.
许多高中学生在这儿。
You better write it down.
你必须，请你记，最好写下来。
The purpose of God revealing himself to us.
神为什么要把自己启示给我们？
Is to reveal to us who we are by nature.
好叫我们知道我们的天性是什么样。
Today, who we are by nature.
今天我们的天性是什么呢？
We are what? Sinful by nature.
我们是充满罪性的。
You know, a lot of times we have so much trouble in the church.
有的时候我们在教会里有许多的有麻烦。
Not because we don't have that ability or gift.
不是因为我们没有恩赐能力。
Not because we don't have the zeal.
也不是因为我们没心。
But because we don't know our nature.
而是不知道我们的本性，我们是谁。
A lot of times we do things according to our old nature.
有许多的时候我们照着我们的本性去行事。
By doing this, we become a stumbling block to the building up of the church.
这样没有建造教会而成为了一个绊脚石。
This is exactly who Paul is.
这个就像保罗也是这样。
Before the light of God was shined upon him on the way to Damascus.
在他去大马士革的路上，在他被大光照耀之前。
He thought that I'm such a good person.
他在想我是如何好的一个人。
So he started to persecute the church of God and wasted it.
他就开始破坏神的教会。
He thought that he's doing a good thing.
他认为他在做一件善事。
He putting the Christian into jail, both men, women, and children.
把基督徒不管是老人小孩还是孩子们还是男的女的都拉到监狱入监。
From Jerusalem to what? To Syria.
从耶路撒冷到叙利亚。
But after the light of the Lord shine upon him,
当神的大光照着他的时候，
there's totally a big transformation.
在他里面有一个很重大折。
That's why Paul in Romans said, Oh wretched man that I am, who came from this body of death?
所以这个书中他就宣告说哦，我是一个何等可怜的人谁能从把我这从我这许死的身体当中救拔出来
Today when we read the word of God,
今天我们读主的话语的时候
We need to let the Lord shine upon us to see who we are by nature
我们需要神的光来照亮我们看见我们的本性是什么样的
That we are not worthy to serve him
我们真的不配来做他的事工
We are not even worthy to sit here
我们甚至不配坐在他的面前
But thank God
但是感谢主
His revelation doesn't only stop to show us who we are by nature
他的启示的光不仅是照明我们让我们知道我们天性是谁
Secondly, he shined upon us that we might know what we ought to be by grace
他的光照着我们好叫让我们知道在恩典中我们应该是什么样
Oh, by grace, I am who I am today
在神的恩典中我成了何种样的人
You see, from a person who was so downgraded
这个人就以前是这样糟糕的一个人
Without hope, without God in the world
没有神在他的世在他的里面没有神也没有希望
Transfer us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light
神从黑暗的国度迁到光明的国度
Brothers, this is the grace of God
这就是神的恩典
That's what Galatians chapter 1 verse 15 says
这就是加勒太书第一章十五节里面讲到
as it pleases God
他只要是蒙神的喜悦
that it separate me from my mother's womb
就是把我从母腹里分别出来
and save me by his grace
又是恩召我的神
Today isn't this is the grace of God
弟兄姊妹今天这难道不是神的恩典吗
say, Not only this is the grace of God this is glory
我要说这不仅是神的恩典而且是神的荣耀
from such a position in so much in darkness
从这样一个黑暗的权势里面
to be transferred into the kingdom of light
迁入到神爱光明的国度
This is glory
这就是荣耀
Oh, this is glory
这是荣耀
Do you think it's glory when you are saved?
弟兄姊妹们当你被拯救的时候你不觉得这很荣耀吗
Give me an amen
告诉我你同意
Amen
Amen
That's why when I get saved I would say it's glory
所以当我说的时候我觉得这是荣耀的拯救
But the glory doesn't stop here
但是这个荣耀不是停自己
It says here from glory to glory
而是上加荣
It says that we might be changed into the same image
好叫我们与基督相似
the purpose of God is not only to what? To bring us into his kingdom
不仅是把我们带到神爱子的国度
Before he's coming back, he's changing us
在他来之前他就开始改变我们
Transforming us into the image of his son
好叫我们有主的荣形
Francis says, we are not a finished product
弟兄姊妹们我们不是已经做成的产物
We are not a finished product
我们的工作还没有完全
We are still under the cooking
我们还在被煮被煎烧之下
yeah, I always love to use this illustration
我特别喜欢这幅图画
It's like a dough being put into the oven
就像一个面团被放在炉子里
You know, sometimes we go through a lot of, you know, trials
我们经常会受到许多的试炼
To us, it's like very hot
就像很热的火烧
Francis, don't jump out of the oven
弟兄姊妹们千万不要从火炉里跳出来
We always like toWe don't want this kind of an inconvenience, right?
我们非常的希望这些不便利的事情发生。
We always love, you know, that our day will be peaceful and smooth.
我们希望我们每日子是又和又很平。
We don't want to go through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们不想经过死荫的幽谷。
We always want to be in the hills, in the mountains. Hallelujah.
我们经常想站在山上大声来赞美神。Hallelujah, 赞美神。
Oh, the Lord wants us always to be there.
是的神确实让我们每天站在他的山上
But the problem is we are not yet a finished product
但是事情是我们还没有我们是没有完成的工作
There is still a lot of need of cooking
还有许多的事情要被制作
So when you are fully cooked
当你被做成的时候
The Lord brought you out of the oven
当神把你从这个火炉里拿出来的时候
The Lord will say well done
神就会说做好做成了
Well done, good and faithful servant
做成了你这忠心又良善的仆人
This is God's purpose for us to read his word
弟兄姊妹们这就是神为什么要我们读他的话语
Not only to see that we are transferred from a pitiful situation to a wonderful position
不仅是把我们从一个可怜的光景进入一个很好的光景
And from this glory we are what changed into another glory
而是从荣耀里面进入到另外一个荣耀里面
Oh, transforming us
就像一个改变的一个大
you know, when we see a brother before and after,
但有的时候我们看到一个弟兄在蒙拯救之前和之后的时候
we say, wow, that's a great change.
我们看到真的是有很大的改变
Brothers, this is glory.
弟兄姊妹们这就是荣耀
But it doesn't stop here.
但是神的工作没有停在这里。
When he comes back,
当他回来的时候
the Bible says,
圣经上说
we shall be like him,
我们就有他的荣形
we shall see him as he is,
我们就有他是怎么样我们就会怎么样
that is the ultimate glory,
这就是我们 这是我们完全的荣耀
that's why we need to read the word of God,
因此我们要读神的话语
because through reading we are changed from glory to glory,
因此藉着读神的话语我们可以就荣上加荣
so the third item,
第三个方面
Not only the Bible shows us who we are by nature,
不仅圣经启示给我们我们天性是谁
What we ought to be by grace,
我们应该在恩典里面知道我们是应该是什么样
The third one, to reveal his son in me.
这样好叫神启示他的儿子耶稣基督在我们里面
Galatians chapter 1 verse 16 says,
加拉太书 chapter 1 章
to reveal,
第十五节
to reveal his son in me.
好叫神他启示乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
The general purpose,
这个总归
of God for us to read the word of God,
神叫我们读圣经的
is to see just one person,
只是看见一个人
one person alone,
只有一个人
his son Jesus Christ,
就是他的儿子耶稣基督
only in him can we be transformed from glory to glory,
只有藉着他在他里面我们才能荣上加荣
only in him can we be like him,
只有在他里面我们可以有他的荣形
it is not works,
只有这就是他的工作
it is by his grace.
不是我们的工作而是他的恩典
Today if we see it is his grace and the person of Christ
这就是恩典就是这一位耶稣基督
Then we are no longer dependent on our ability
好叫我们不依靠我们自己的才能
We are not dependent upon our works
不叫我们依靠我们自己的工作
We are the one we dependent upon the one who will perfect us
好叫我们来全心的依靠这位来帮助我们的那一位
That's why I like the word change here
所以我喜欢这个词儿就是化
The word change means metamorphosis.
这个变化就是说一个蜕变
It's like a little worm changed into a wonderful bee.
就像一个毛虫变成一个漂亮的蝴蝶一样
You know, we always like to use the story about the ugly duckling.
我们都知道这个古老的故事叫丑小鸭的故事
You know, this ugly duckling was born in the midst of all these ducks.
你知道这个丑小鸭是
accidentally was
不小心被生在这一群鸭子普通的鸭子当中。
We don't know who put that the egg of the swan in the middle of the duck's egg.
我们不知道谁把这个天鹅的这个蛋放在这一群鹅蛋里面。
But regardless, after they are hatched, the swan looked different.
放在鸭蛋里面，但是过了一阵儿，它长大了以后，它这个天鹅就长得与众不同。
So all this luck mistreated him.
所以其他的小鸭子就对他真是对他恶待
Because he looked different.
因为他是这样的与众不同
So he went to the dogs to make friends with the dog.
所以他去找一个小狗跟小狗结交朋友
But the dog rejected him because he doesn't bark.
但是狗不喜欢他因为他不哦哦哦乱叫
He tried to make friends with a cat because it was rejected also he doesn't purr.
他又想去跟猫交朋友但是猫不跟他交朋友因为猫不它不像猫那样喵喵叫
Aren't we just like that?
我们难道不是这样吗
After being a Christian
当我们做了基督徒之后
We become the enemy of all the people in the world
我们成了这个世界上所有的其他人的仇敌
They look down on us
他们轻看我们
They feel you are queer people
他们觉得你们是奇怪的一群人
So this ugly duckling went to the pond
所以这个丑小鸭它就到了一个池塘里面
and he saw these two beautiful swans coming.
他看到这两只美丽的天鹅。
Oh, he said, "Oh, I just want to be like this swan."
他说我就想要像这个天鹅一样。
Well, winter passed.
当冬天过去。
And spring came.
夏天来的时候。
Then he went back to the pond.
他回到池塘当中。
And these two swans just came and like bowed themselves to this beautiful swan.
这两只天鹅就对着他鞠。下拜就好像他是一个美丽的天鹅。
And this one over his face so feeling so impressed.
他这只天鹅他就遮盖自己好像觉得自己很不配。
But accidentally he will see himself in the reflection of the water.
当他看到自己水中倒影的时候。
He became a beautiful swan.
他变成了一只美丽的天鹅。
Brothers and sisters, this is who we are.
弟兄姊妹们这就是我们。
Oh, we don't look good.
我们看起来不好。
But brothers and sisters, I tell you,
但是弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你们
，The Lord is changing us.
主在制作我们，变化我们。
From the inside to the outside.
从里到外。
You know, it's the Lord is changing us not only cosmetic changes.
弟兄姊妹们，主知道我们不仅是我们
外表上看起来更好，像做外科手术、美容整容手术一样。
You know, religion always wants us to have some cosmetic changes.
这些宗教的活动就像我们有一个外表的整容手术。
Oh, just need to behave well.
让我们表现的外表表现的很好。
When older people came, you say hello.
当长者来的时候，对他们说你好。
When we should have a good attitude.
有好的态度。
But sooner or later, when the sun came, all the old nature just come out.
当试炼来的时候，当这些诱惑来的时候，所有的我们这些本相就又出来了。
God's working is not like that.
神的工作不是这样的。
God's working is from the inside to the outside.
神的工作是由里向外。
God is changing us from glory to glory.
神把我们从荣上加荣。
That's why we need to encourage one another.
所以我们要彼此勉励。
To read the word of God.
来一同读经。
With a proper attitude.
让我们有正当的态度。
That one day the Lord will reveal Himself to us.
好叫神他自己亲自把自己启示给我们。
To see who we are by nature.
好叫我们知道我们自己天性是什么
样。What we ought to be by grace.
我们在恩典里面应该是什么样。
And to be dependent on Him who changes us from glory to glory.
好叫我们完全的仰望他这一位，就可以把我们从荣上加荣的改变的那一位。
Now we come to the application.
让我们来讲讲我们怎么样适用。
You know, in John chapter 4,
在约翰福音第四章。
We have no time to read, but John chapter 4.
我们没有时间读了，但是约翰第四章说到
there is a nobleman.
有个大臣。
His son was sick.
他的儿子生病极重。
And therefore he, Lord, heal my son.
他对主说，主啊，求你医治我的儿子。
And the Lord says, you know, if you only come when, because you believe on the so-called miracles.
你为什么来找我？是因为你只是相信神迹。
Because without the miracle, you won't believe me.
因为没有神迹的话，你不会相信我。
But what did the nobleman say?
但是大臣说什么呢
？Lord, come.
主啊，你来吧。
From a superficial faith.
从一个很浅显的阶段。
To become a what? A strong faith.
到了从一个很浅显的很小的信心到一个很坚定的信心。
Today when we come to the word of God.
今天当我们来到主的话语面前的时候。
We need to have a proper attitude.
我们不仅要有一个正确的态度。
We need to use our faith.
我们需要极致信心。
To believe who he is.
我们就会相信他到底是谁。
To believe what he has spoken to us.
好叫他知道他已经向我们讲了什么样的话。
You know, when the nobleman believed.
当相信了之后
，Not only he heard the word of God，
不仅他信神的话语
，He believed the word of God，
他信神的话语。
You know, the Lord Jesus said, "Go home."
是耶稣就对他说，回家去。
Your son will be well.
你的儿子会已经被医治。
You know, there's a lot of things that happen in between this.
在这之间发生了许多的事情。
Firstly, he heard the word of God.
第一点，他听到了神的话语。
But he just take it seriously.
然后他就特别认真的对待。
He heard the word of God.
他听到神的话。
He believed the word of God.
他相信神的话。
Do you believe the word of God?
你相信神的话吗？
After he believed the word of God.
他相信神的话之后。
He obeyed the word of God.
他顺从神的话。
The Lord said, "Go home."
主对他说，你回家去。
Go home, your son liveth.
回家去，你的儿子已经被医治。
You know what?
你知道吗？
That nobleman obeyed.
这个大臣他就听了，就顺服了。
And when he walked away.
当他走了之后。
It means to say he rested in the word of God.
就是他在神的话语中得享安息。
Today there is four things we need to do.
今天我们有四件事情值得注意。
We need to hear the word of God.
我们要听神的话语。
We need to believe the word of God.
我们要相信神的话语。
To obey the word of God.
我们要顺从主的话语。
When we obey the word of God, we read the word of God.
当我们信从主的话语的时候，在主的话语得享。
From official faith.
从一个很浅显的一个信心。
We have a strong faith.
好叫我们有坚定的信心。
And the result is.
这结果就是。
We have a saving faith.
我们有一个拯救的这个救恩的信心。
So when he went home.
当他回家的时候
Even before he reached his place,
还没有到家的时候
The servant came,
那个仆人来了
He said, your son liveth.
就告诉他你的儿子活了
Today you want the Lord to transform you?
第一天你希望主在你身上做改变的工作吗
We need to use our faith.
我们需要来行使我们的信心
Not only we need to have a proper attitude,
不仅我们要有正确的态度
We need to exercise our faith.
我们要操练我们的信心
By thisThe Lord will transform us from glory to glory.
这样神才能藉着这些，好把我们从荣，让我们从荣上加荣。
I hope that these few words of fellowship.
我希望这几句的跟 众弟兄姊妹的交通。
We encourage one another.
让我们彼此来鼓励。
To dig deeper into the Word of God.
好，叫我们更深的研读主的。
Because this is the only way that causes us to be transformed from glory to glory.
因为没有其他的路，只有这可以使我们有荣上加荣。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早间谢谢你对我们心里讲话。
We thank you for your word that has been spoken into our hearts.
谢谢你的话语说到我们心里。
Lord, may we be encouraged.
主啊，求你让我们互相被激励，
Not only we will take a